Let's see if you got a take. Sir, would you state your full name and address?
Walter Purcell, 120 Milford Avenue in Stratford, Connecticut.
In Stratford, Connecticut. Okay. Could you spell your last name, please?
P-U-R-C-E-L-L.
P-U-R-C-E-L-L.
Okay.
I've heard that name many times on the canal. There's a lot of I've heard it pronounced Purcell and Purcell.
That's right. And the only thing different is the C and the S. When I went to Jersey, they insisted on that C so much that it didn't make them much difference to me. My name is S-E-L.
Right. And I've worked a lot of Purcells on a wrinkled paper. I know Jane's Swole Powered's wife is originally Purcell. And it's a very common name. Can you tell me where you were born at, sir?
I was born in Bridgeton. Pennsylvania.
Right.
Upper Black Eddy.
Upper Black Eddy. What were your parents' names?
Michael Purcell.
And your mother's name?
Mary Etta Purcell.
Okay.
Her maiden name?
Yes, if you could give it to me.
Briner.
Okay. Did you spell her maiden name? Do you remember how it was spelled?
B-R-E-I-N-E-R.
Okay. Can you tell me what year you were born?
I was born in 1902. September the 3rd.
Did your father boat on the canal?
No. No. He worked on the railroad in the Pennsylvania.
The Belldale.
Above Milford.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Belldale, Pennsylvania branch.
Yeah, and he worked in the paper mill.
Riggle?
Yeah. In Milford.
In Milford. I spent quite a few years there myself, so I know it very well. My father, my brothers didn't work down there yet. How did you first come and know about the canal?
I guess it was my first job. There were seven of us.
Seven in your family?
Seven children, yes.
How many boys, how many girls?
Two girls, the others boys.
Five boys.
Yeah, five men.
Five boys.
Yeah.
So you first, that was your first job was working on the canal.
That's right.
How'd you start out? As a mule driver?
Mule driver.
Who'd you work for? What captain?
I wish I could remember that, but I can't.
Can't.
And if I heard his name, I would say yes. He was from Monroe.
Okay.
They were kind of, it would take anybody that could drive.
Mm-hmm.
I got the job and with my other brothers. My other brothers was there before.
So your other brothers worked on the canal before you?
Yes, sir.
Can you give me their names, please?
Jasper. Purcell. And Harry.
Harry.
Yeah, Jasper and Harry. They were both before me.
How old were you when you started on the canal?
Well, I'm going to say 10. I could be a little bit one way or the other, but 10. I got $10 a month.
Right.
When I was 11, I got 11. When I was 13, my father died, and I was on the canal. And I had to get off the boat at Bristol.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not just Bristol, right down there near the end of the canal, and took the train back up to Bridgeton.
Were you at the basin, or were you down by the Grundy
Park? Wasn't quite to the basin. We weren't to the basin yet.
Were you down as far as Grundy's?
It's a little bit too far for me to remember.
Remember the old Grundy clock used to be over the canal? They used to say the Grundy clock was...
Yes, I think I do.
Okay.
Right around there. There's a wasteway right...
Right.
Hacky Sampson's office is
there. Hacky Sampson. You knew Hacky Sampson?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Did you know Lucy White? And Joni White?
You're familiar, but I wouldn't say I would.
All right, I'm going to break your chain of thought for a minute. I'm sorry to do that, but I do this on occasion because when you mention things that we want to learn about. Tell me about Hacky Sampson.
Well, the difference in the boats.
They were Hacky boats, he operated.
Yes, they were, and they went different trips. And they didn't have the bed bugs in because the guy that run the Hacky Sampson boats, he kept that boat. He was in it all the time. So he could keep the bugs out of there, he could keep it clean, and he took care of his boat.
Right.
And we used to take stone from the quarries, cut stone. We took
up around Point Pleasant, you picked the quarries?
Yes.
Up.
Yes. We took a couple of loads of the big stone that they put in. They were big, only a few of them in each one. And we took them around the Navy Yard, the other side of Philadelphia, mm-hmm. and into another canal.
Delaware and Raritan?
No.
Chesapeake and Delaware. Went to Maryland. Schuylkill Canal.
What?
Schuylkill Canal?
That's right.
Tell me about that. What,
well, we took the stone up there, and we had to into the other canal, and then out in where we put the stone, and they built the bridge across that piece of water that they have there. See, I know the lake too.
Up around Black Rock, Flat Rock. Okay, so you would go down by towpath as far as Bristol. Then yeah. Your boats would be towed out in the river?
That's right. We put the mules, we boarded them until we come back in. The tug would take us back
right.
and put us in. Now, the one time on the same trip, we went to Brooklyn for fancy book. Mm-hmm. And they loaded them on, and we came back up the canal of the brick.
Did you go across New Jersey by
yes,
canal?
Yes, yes.
That must have been the Delaware and Raritan Canal you went across then. You went up around Bordentown,
yes,
came
yes,
out
yes.
Perth Amboy.
No.
New Brunswick.
I've been up around Bordentown. I've been on that canal too, that run down to the jail.
Down Trenton, yes. Went by the workhouse.
Yeah, we took coal up there and went across the cable.
At New Hope, Lambertville.
Yeah, across the cable. And we took the mules, I took the mules across and I took them down. Something I'll never forget. A mule stepped on my foot. He was a nice mule. He was I could do anything with him. But my mistake, he stepped on my foot and I kicked him off of that. And he got on the other one before I could get there. This is something I remember. I probably shouldn't have spoken to that.
No, it's very important because there aren't very many people left alive today who went over between the Delaware and the Delaware and Raritan. How'd that cable ferry work?
Well, I'll tell you. I was looking at the boat going across it. They hooked it on, and of course the stream is floating down. And they come across and put it in the canal on the other side. Then I had to hook my mules to it and take them down. Oh, I have to guess now at a mile or two miles down to the farm where in the morning they marched the prisoners down. Someone with a ball and chain that had striped suits.
The workhouse, right?
Yeah, the workhouse. And each guard had to count them before they went back up. I guess they were glad to get out because they were getting the freedom of the air and everything else.
So you picked up stone at the quarry then, right? You took coal to them?
No, we just emptied the coal and come back up. And I think that after that we picked up loam.
Like loam, like earth?
Yes, half load.
Okay.
Because we had to go against the tides of the canal.
Right.
Yeah. I forget now where we took it, but we brought it up this canal quite a ways.
Up to Brownsburg, up the oil works?
I believe we're right. I think it was the Brownsburg.
Okay. When you were going to Schuylkill Canal, did they tell you up the Schuylkill Canal up by steamboat when you got to Philadelphia and went around, they tell you up the other canal by steamboat or powerboat or tugboat?
No. We went across at New Hope.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, when you went to Philadelphia that time.
Oh, when we went to Philadelphia. That was a tugboat.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you crossed at New Hope, Lambertville, you walked your mules across the regular covered bridge,
yeah.
right?
No, it wasn't a covered bridge.
Steel bridge.
Yeah.
And then you hooked them up at the other end of the...
That's right.
Okay.
On the other side.
The other side.
Yeah. Then we went down and we used them there after the boat was unloaded until we come back up again and over.
How many times did you go over to the Delaware Raritan Canal?
I only remember the once.
Just remember the once.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you pick up your coal at Mock Chunk when you were boating?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. We had, the different kinds of coal. You've got it down there. You said stove coal. We had peat coal. Peat coal, not much. once. Dirt coal, no. But egg coal, eggs are big coal, stove coal, and chestnut coal. That's about what I remember. Yeah.
Were you scared when you first went out on the trip on the canal yourself?
No. There's only one thing I have. I couldn't tell you about it. But when I got out in the water where it was rough, I didn't dare to eat anywhere but on the deck. When I went downstairs, I get seasick. I could come up and do what I wanted anywhere else, look off and forget the whole business. But I used to get sick every
day. On the canal?
In the river.
In the river, when you went out of Bristol.
Yeah, some places it was going to be rough around Philadelphia sometimes when they only had one boat.
Yeah,
it was hinged,
right,
and it would rock pretty good.
So you boated both in company boats and in hacky boats too, right?
Yes.
The hacky boats were better built boats, a little bit bigger, weren't they, in the company boats?
Well, I don't know how much bigger they were. They were a little bit better. They were better taken care of too.
Do you remember Oscar Gaddis?
It seems to strike the. I wouldn't say that I do.
Do you remember the names of any of the captains you boated with?
You know, when you get to be as old as I am, you forget. A couple of years ago, I could remember a lot of things that I forget now.
But the
memories are there.
Anything you remember is helpful to us.
I remember sometimes going ahead of the boat going down towards Bristol with a load, and I lived over near the river, and I used to have to go home and get my clean clothes and get back on the boat at the next bridge. Get down from the bridge. Yeah, we used to drive. I know quite a lot of the levels, 11-mile level down to 2-mile level, 4-mile level, different levels in different places. We used to walk until we could get on the boat again. And the captain, he'd get out one a little bit and do some walking too.
Did you ever steer the boat much?
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah, when he wasn't on it, I had to do it.
Did you ever run just yourself? For example, the captain be sleeping and the mules would go by themselves and you would just steer? Or did you have to walk with your mules most of the time?
Well, you mostly had to walk with the mules, because if you didn't, he's liable to stop to eat grass and you would go nowhere. Or if you had to pass another boat, you had to drop your line,
Leave
the light boat go over
before
he stretched it up. And then it was a little bit of a hard, sometimes a little hard steer to keep it off the bank.
Did you ever have any trouble with your mules, have a mule die on you, get sick or anything?
No. But I do know of, I won't say that, but where there's a wall along between the river now. I've known mules to get line staggers, and one pull the other one. I get migraine headaches myself, and I know what the damn thing's about. I could look at you and I see one eye and I don't see the other. I used to get them often, but I've gone out into them and out of them, which is not good. Yes, one time coming out of a lock in Bristol, the first lock, with a load, I had a mule. If I trusted him to pull hard, which he had to, he'd go right up in the air. I had to hold the halter. He'd take me right along, and I was only a little kid. I had to get out from under him before he'd come down. And he'd do that a couple of times before he got that boat coming out good.
Mm-hmm.
When it first started to pull, he wasn't doing it.
What were you fed when you worked on the canal?
Well, like anything else, corn, what else? I guess everything. We used to have different stores, some business. There was John Nice's stores in Bridge Street, and there's a Singley store above.
Yep, Singley store.
I used to live right across from Singley's store. I don't know if they're there yet or not. I'm going to stop today and
Singley's has been sold a couple times. We have all the records, a lot of the records up here from the store.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We have an archives building. We've
yeah.
been saving things in.
Mm-hmm.
What about, did you ever have a mule break a toe line on you?
Break what?
Break a toe line on you.
Oh, I suppose it did. I don't remember. I remember one thing here at the dam, this dam.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have to go way out around because it was low in here. We had to put more line out and leave the boat going out further. And one time I'm walking along, honestly, alongside the mule. He caught me right in the middle of the back.
He bit you?
He kicked you. Yes, he didn't mean it. I'm sorry, this day, I pounded him pretty well. I was only a kid, but it made me mad, and he was my favorite mule, and he almost put me on my face, but I realized he had to be across the towpath as he was pulling, and he kicked at a fly, and he got me in the middle of the back. I never forgot it.
Richard must have smarted for a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you ever carry... Okay, tell me some of the... Before I ask any more questions, since you're saying a lot of good stories, tell me some of the other interesting things that happened to you on the canal.
Well, yeah, I don't know what to tell you. Outside of... we were gone... I guess I told you that. We were gone into Bristol, just this side of Bristol. And my father died, and he told me that I had to go home, and I had to take the train myself, and I was only 13 years old, and I had to go across the river and get on the train just before dark and come back. I didn't go on the canal after that.
So you quit when you were 13?
Yeah, yeah. I quit, and I worked for on a printing press in Frenchtown. The guy that lived next door owned it, and he used to put out the hand bills
mm-hmm.
and stuff, and I had the hand printer and stuff, and I worked on that for a little while.
When did you start working at Wriggle?
Wriggles?
At Milford, when did you start working?
Oh. I don't think I was much over 8 years old.
Okay. Question for you. Did you ever see any, did you see a lot of drinking when you were on the canal?
No.
You didn't?
No. No, I didn't. Because I worked for one guy. And if he wasn't a good guy, I wish I could remember his name. If he wasn't a good guy, my mother wouldn't let me work for him.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had to take care of ourselves. We had to cook a lot of our own meals. And we had to learn to take care of ourselves, even to wash the clothes. Some weeks we didn't get home, so we had the clothes to wash and dry and take care of. Yeah.
About how long would it take you to make a round trip between Mauch Chunk and Bristol?
Well, my guess, and I've always thought, it was about 63 miles from Mauch Chunk to Bristol. Am I right?
About 100.
Is that?
It's 63 miles from Easton to Bristol.
Easton to Bristol?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I was on the hotel. Yeah. I remember when we get on the weigh scale up there and get weighed.
Tell me about that. What's been interesting, wasn't it?
Well, we'd get the boat loaded up there, and all was level. You'd have to get in there and level up the boat.
How would you do that?
By shoveling the coal.
On one
side to the other until
mm-hmm.
you've got it pretty. And when they weighed the coal up there, when they weighed the coal, they had a stick with a put under the boat, and the measure used to measure it by that, how deep it was on both sides, and we had it leveled all right. And when you got down to pretty near where Bristol, they didn't weigh it. They gauged it again. You see a lot of coal.
I know, everybody's told me that. You used to take the coal and put it underneath the boards, Or you take it off the top and you trade it back and forth. I've heard a lot of that from a lot of people.
Take the coal off, leave a little water in. I didn't do it. Chapter did. I couldn't remember his name now. I knew people in Richmond didn't buy coal.
I can believe it. Did you like the Lehigh Canal better or the Delaware Canal better?
Well, now, I only know the Delaware.
Well, you must have been on the Lehigh if you wanted to mop chunk. You must have come down through here in Allentown and everything.
Well, I didn't know the difference.
This was all one big canal to you?
Yeah, yeah. I remember one thing, wanted to come out of the way where the loaders is up there one time.
Up at the chutes.
At the chutes. Coming down to the way lock, and I looked across the river, and I seen them pull a man out.
Dead man?
He was drowned a long time. His arm came off.
The arm just fell right off?
Yeah. I never forgot it.
I can believe it. Did you ever find anything more about it?
No.
Did you ever meet any of the company officials like I.M. Church or Asa Swank or any of those guys?
No, I wouldn't so. I wouldn't know so. Maybe Samson, yeah, maybe so. But it's a long time.
Did you ever see any fights on the canals?
No. No.
How did you feel the first time you had to snub a boat through a lock? Were you scared?
No. No, I think I knew just about what to do, and I did it. And I had an uncle, too, that run a Eulertown lock. He was a lock tender.
What was his name?
Wilson Purcell.
Wills Purcell.
Yeah.
Was it Wilson or Wills?
Wilson.
Wilson.
Yeah. Yeah. His wife died. It was my aunt. And she lived in Durham. Durham is on the way.
Durham's about 9 miles south of here.
Yeah, to live in Durham. His family, they got put different places. They were poor, and he landed up down there. He died from that place. Yeah, he was in Newtown. They used to build the boats right above you.
Right.
Right below that lock. I've seen lots of boats built down there.
Mm.
Old company you want to build on boats.
Did you like all the walking on the canal?
I didn't mind it.
Didn't mind it?
Didn't mind it. Something happened one time. I was never afraid of lightning. But I'm driving down there in the thunderous lightning storm, and it knocked a tree down, right? Oh. I'd have to guess just how far, but I could see the whole thing, and it scared the hell out of me. And I was, for about 2 years, I was a little afraid of thunder and lightning. And it doesn't bother me anymore.
Did you ever help unload a boat?
Unloaded? No.
So I know some of the people I've talked to, they get extra $4 or $5, like at places like Tinsman, other places they help unload boats, they shovel coal out.
I've watched them time and time again when they come in with that grabber.
With a big grabber?
I've seen different places put prisoners in there, like the place there. But, no.
Did you ever go to take coal to Tattersall or Bristol Coal and Ice or places like that? Leedham's? Ever go down to Leedham's or Yardley?
No. Yardley? I know what Yardley is. No? No, I wouldn't say so.
What did you wear when you worked on the canal? What kind of clothing did you wear?
Overhauls.
Overhauls?
Yeah. Barefoot.
Barefoot. Hat?
Yeah. Anything. Yeah.
Shirt?
Sometimes. You went to schools. Barefoot. In Milford.
How long did you work? From 4 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock at night?
Well, 10 o'clock, yes. Mostly four. Around four. Yeah. Once in a while you get a couple more minutes, but that's about it.
When would you start what time of the year would you start? Like the middle of March, middle of April?
Whenever the canal froze up, we went to school.
Right.
We couldn't use it. Then they used to take most of the water out of the canal.
Right.
And we used to go to school in the morning. I think that if I thought about it, it's about 7 months school at that time.
But you boated from, like, say, about the 1st of April to about the middle of November?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was there anything you didn't like about boating?
Well, I couldn't say that there is. It was out in the air all the time.
That's good.
And I always liked to get up. Daylight wakes me up yet. Yeah. I worked in the Remington Arms about 57 years. And I'm out of work. Well, I'll be 63 in September. I've been out for about 17 years.
Did you ever, when you were on the canal, did you ever get to know any of the lock tenders, talk to them?
Well, my uncles.
Besides your uncles?
Yes, I think we'd speak to all of them.
Do you remember J.T. Henry, the guy up at Smithtown, used to wear a derby? Had a daughter?
I heard the name. It's like a button, but I wouldn't be able to say it.
Okay. What was the one thing in your mind that sticks out the most about boating?
Right now, it's pretty hard to answer.
Besides the lightning, were there any other times you were ever actually scared?
I don't think so.
Were there a lot of kids your own age on the canal?
No. No. There was a few families that, I know one family that, there were twins, and the first one up got the best clothes. Father had that, and I also remember one drowning. There's an awful bend in the canal one place, and I remember one of the boys drowning there.
Remember how it happened?
No, I guess it just fell overboard. But generally the boatman, he was fishing, he could swim. But I don't know what happened.
Did you learn how to swim in the canal?
Yes, sir. By fishing.
Did you ever fish in the canal?
Oh, sure. Bullheads. The catfish here. Bullheads in Massachusetts. Up there. Yes, I've always been a fisherman.
Where would you buy your food when you were boating on the canal? From the lock tenders?
Yeah, no. The stores, like Nice's store and Singley's.
Singley's?
Such that. There was other places along through, but I couldn't mention them now.
When you got paid to send your money home or to keep some of it for yourself?
I give it to my mother.
Give it to your mother?
Yeah. Yeah. My father died when I was 13.
Did you always boat with the same man for 3 years you worked on the canal?
I guess I did the most of it at one place. I went with my brother a couple of times. My brother had a boat too. You know, you'd get the equipment if you kept it for so many years. Then, more or less, I'm talking like that, but I'm not sure of this. I thought you owned it then.
Well, no, we just got free use of it.
It's your free use. If you use it so long?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. I didn't know.
Well, how long was your brother? So, did you like working with your brother?
I didn't work with my brother. I was too young and fell over out of his boat, and I didn't. I never did work with him.
So you were with him along for a trip.
Oh, for a trip.
And you fell overboard.
And I was just. I might have been 8 years old.
And you fell overboard.
I learned something though. I better listen to him because. I could have drowned at that time. I always give my brother credit for coming after me.
How did it happen?
Maybe I talked to the gentleman downstairs. But I was on the Samson boat, and Hatches was that way.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a rail all the way around the side of the boat. On the
hatches were sort of curved. They were steep.
They weren't just like the
flat.
Old company Lehigh.
Right.
They were this way.
They had a peak on them.
And I was only kidding. I was sliding down. And I hit that rail over here and shoved myself back up. My brother said, hey, you got to stop that because you got to go overboard. And I did. He didn't anyone say that. I was on the canal. And the next time I was down at the bottom. Next time I see his head coming towards me. I grabbed his hair and I held right onto it to be sure.
Did he give you help?
No, not too much, no. But I was a little kid. I remember crying quite a lot. It seems I got a lot of water.
How old was your brother when he saved you?
Well, I might say he was 23, 24 years old. Yeah. Yeah.
They listened to him after that.
I didn't go with him anymore either. But I could work on myself then. As long as you could drive the mules and take care of them. You kept them eating grass and kept them pulling. I had one mule. If I hit him a couple of times, I hit him twice. He'd look back into me and I've had his heels go right over my head. Never forgot that either.
Did you have the mules hooked up on a...
He didn't connect. Trace.
The traces, not the pulley block?
Well, yeah, they used to use both. Now, he couldn't kick me if he had the traces.
Mm-hmm.
Could he?
Yeah.
And he was on the block, the pulley block. And they were side, more side.
Right.
Yeah. Then he get right over my head. He didn't. That's the same mule that I had a job getting to pull the back load of the canal to go against the stream to start it out of the lock. Yeah.
Did you ever have any problem getting across the mule bridge up here above East and the suspension bridge? Did you ever have any problem getting mules to go across that?
No.
Up by Chain Dam?
No, I don't remember it really.
How about Allentown Dam? Ever any problems with the Allentown Dam?
Only here coming in. Only that time the mule kicked me because it had to go, the
right.
Boat had to go way around and they pulled sideways. And, he made the mistake of kicking me and I was sorry for him.
About how many boats were on the canal when you boated? You remember how many number-wise?
Gee, I wouldn't be able to say. But there was quite a lot of them passing boats pretty near all the time. Not all the time, no. Not mile level, these levels. So we always passed some boats.
Was there certain boats you'd run in, you'd run with, like certain people would boat together? Did you ever do that?
No, I wouldn't say so. After we got into Bristol Basin, we locked out into the canal, up out into the river, and they might be had 10 or 12 boats out there waiting for the tug to take them away. And they got when they got so many boats out there, they used to hook onto us. And a lot of the boats went to the Glass House, the Steelville, down in Philadelphia. And lots of times we used to have to hang around there because they're unloading boat or to be unloading the boat. We watched the steel come out of the album. It was a big, yeah, it was interesting. I sometimes can still see it.
Tell me about loading a boat at Mod Chunk. How would you do it? How would the chutes operate?
Well, we moved along the dock.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a guy that was taking care of the chutes.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd put so much in here, so much, you know, he knew where to.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that's about, he done most of that. We never had to do that. We put the boat up in there and they'd take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting to see it loading down and how far down, put so much in. Maybe, would I say 60, 70, 60 ton, if I remember anywhere near, 60, maybe 50, 60 ton.
Wow.
Yeah. And the kind of coal was mostly stove coal or chestnut. Chestnut coal is the same thing. Chestnut's smaller. And the stove coal is a big egg coal. I remember some of them. All of the stuff has gone by.
Anything else I could talk about? Just Anything? Feel free. These tapes are, let me tell you about these tapes. These tapes are sealed. We just, we don't use anything off these tapes unless we get the authors, get your permission in writing ahead of time. So anything you say here is sealed. Anything you want to talk about, it's, you know, it's private.
Well, I come in at Washington's Cross, that's down here. This is sort of a park. You got a park here, a part of a park here now. And they got somebody taking care of it. And I got talking to the lady there. And I was showing the boys all I could show them about the canal. And she said, I didn't think there was anybody that we had everybody that worked on the canal. I said, well, I worked on the canal. And I got talking to her, and I find out my cousin is living in her house down here, John Briner Saloon. You know where that is?
Mm. Not really. Where is it?
It's in Bridgeton, this end of Bridgeton.
Oh.
Or Upper Black Eddy.
You have a Black Eddy Hotel?
Yeah.
I know it very well. Yep.
That's it. Yeah. And she lives in his house. Of course, he's not there now. He lives just as you come down the big hill.
Did he boat on the canal?
No, no, he didn't. He was a little too young.
Anything else you remember about the canal you want to talk about?
That's all it was.
Let me ask a couple more questions. I'll let you go. I'm sure you want to rejoin your family. Did you ever take your stove up on the top deck to do cooking on the top deck when you were on the boat?
We used to cut right off the hinges. Used to cook at the hinges.
Cook at the hinges.
The drinking
That's
water
right.
was at the hinges in the barrel.
You got your barrel water from springs along the side?
No. We got it from the Delaware River.
Delaware River.
When we went out to go down to Philadelphia.
Okay.
Rubberville, down below Rubberville. After you come out into the river, Bristol.
You were talking about bed bugs before. Did you ever have a bad time with bed bugs?
I think I had lots of bad times with bed bugs because you'd go to sleep decently all right. And the first thing you know, there's something annoying you hear. You stick your finger in there and smell it. You know what you had, bed bugs.
How'd you get rid of them?
I'll tell you. I have went out on the coal and laid down.
You've gone out in the coal and laid
yes.
down to get rid of them?
Yes. And I've gotten, I fell asleep out there. They were annoying.
Did you ever pour gasoline down in the crash?
Oh, we used to do different things. Anything that you could do to get rid of them, Dave. You had to watch that gasoline, too. My mother had a mixture that she used to use, turpentine and something else. And we moved into another house. We never owned a house. We moved into another house. She always had to work on the bed bugs long before we got into them. And she used to mix up her concoction and put it onto the bed, put these little cups underneath and get rid of them that way. She got rid of them. She always made it because, but I'll tell you, good thing nobody spoke in the house because the house was
long enough.
Oh yeah, dangerous.
Did you miss the canal when you had to leave it?
No, I had too much to think of. My mother was left alone and my brother was the manager, my oldest brother, this, was the manager of the McDowell Paper Mills in Philadelphia, or Conshohocken. And one of my younger brothers and me went to work for him down to Conshohocken, and we had to take care of our mother. And I finally went to Connecticut. I said, I run a pretty big board mill, and I went to Connecticut, and I said, Mom, if I don't get a job, I won't be back. But I got a job. I got a job in the Remington Cutlery, making knives. I'm a knife maker. And I did work in Newark for a while, making knives. And with the same fellow, after the war, there wasn't any bullets to be made to mount to anything. And the ammunition place was nothing. And the manager, they hired the manager we had in Newark. And I got to him and I went out there and I went to work the next morning. I told Ma I wouldn't be back again until I could get a job. You know, I've been out there ever since. And that, well,
Well, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to talk to me.
Well, I hope I can...
We'll be contacting you next year if you want to come down for our canal festival. It'll be in July. Meet some of the other boatmen.
It's pretty hard anymore. I'm driving all right. I'm doing all right. But to come down through New York, I've seen too many cars. If you get a flat tire,
mm-hmm.
you're out of luck.